Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Raiders Insider Podcast on NBCSportsCalifornia.com. Introducing your host, Oakland Raiders Insider, Scott Baer.
We have the Carr brothers back-to-back as guests on the Raiders Insider Podcast. We had Derek last week, and I'm sitting here on Radio Row before the Super Bowl between the Eagles and Patriots with David Carr, who you can see constantly on NFL Network. He's an analyst. You can follow him at DCarr8, and you can see him especially on NFL's Total Access show, 7 p.m. Eastern time from Minneapolis. So, David, obviously, this is a Raiders-centric podcast, so let's
I'm tired of talking to Eagle fans.
So let's start with the obvious question. What are your thoughts on Mark Davis letting go of Jack Del Rio and bringing in John Gruden for the foreseeable future?
Yeah, I think, I honestly, like John, big fan of him forever. You know, I love his style in the booth. I think that he's a great coach. I think he's going to demand discipline and accountability, and that's kind of what they lacked last year, especially on offense. But he works hard and Derek works hard, and I've heard a little bit about, you know, how is that relationship going to go? I think it's going to be fantastic. I think that they're going to race to get into the building at 5 o'clock in the morning, and with both of them working, Derek working to mold into what John wants him to do, and then John bringing guys in from either play caller or play designer, offensive line coach, players around him, bringing guys in to, you know, make him better and kind of molding his system to fit Derek. I think it's a win-win, because you really, when you got guys that work that hard and are that focused on their craft, and you have the ability, I think that, you know, over a matter of 16 games, you're going to have more good than bad.
When you look back at last season, where do you think the offense went askew?
I think the, it's a lot to be a play caller. I think that's the one thing that we have to remember, you know. As much as Derek has a great relationship, obviously, with his quarterback coach, his offensive coordinator from last year, I think that it was a lot, you know. And for a young guy to never have done that before, I think he was just in over his head.
Yeah,
and
I think that's fair.
You know, and it's not that it doesn't take anything away. He might be a great play caller down the road, but you're never as good in your first year as you would be in your 20th year.
Sure.
So I think that's where you find yourself. You're going against guys and defensive coordinators and head coaches that just – they've done this forever. They know how to stop you. They know how to find your tendencies. And if you're not aware of those or you're a little bit short, it's going to show. And then if you don't have, you know, the attention to detail from a player standpoint on top of that, it's going to look bad. And it looked bad at sometimes during the season. So I think that can be all fixed.
When you look at the amount of coaches they have focused on the quarterback, obviously John Gruden is going to be hands-on. Greg Olsen, who we know from Derek's rookie year, is there. And then they hired Brian Callahan as a quarterback's coach.
Right.
If I'm just going to play devil's advocate,
could
that be too many voices? You have
three
guys all focused on that, and Greg Olsen has said specifically, everything we do is going to be about Derek Carr's development.
You know, that's what I've heard from Derek, too, when he's met with John. That's what John told him right off the bat. Everything that we do around this building is going to be, every guy we bring in, every player, every coach is going to be to make you better. So – well, I agree with you in that if you have too many guys talking to him, it can be a little bit too much. But I think the one thing you have to do as a good staff is you have to say the same things.
Right.
You know, so I think that what John can do through Bill, you know, and through Greg is say the same thing. So there's no gray area. I'm not hearing one thing from you and then one thing when I go down the hall.
Right.
That's going to be the key. And I think he's bold enough. He'll speak up too if he start hearing two different things and say, well, John just told me this. So what do you think, Greg?
Right.
So they'll figure it out. But I think that just having that focus on the quarterbacks, that's what it is. It's a quarterback-driven league. If your quarterback's not playing at a high level, then you probably don't have a chance. So,
you know Michael Crabtree from your time in San Francisco. You guys are friends.
Yep.
What happened there at the end? He seemed less involved in the offense last couple weeks. He kind of, he spouted off, but he addressed it after the regular season finale. Do you think he still fits?
Yeah, I think there's.
Offense? You think they should
I hope so. I hope he fits. I don't know. I think that there's some things that I saw at the end of the year, even though I love Mike and I've known him for a long time, and Derek has a great relationship with him. There's things that I saw at the end of the last year that you just can't do as a professional football player. You can't walk off the field on your team. He came off the field a lot towards the end of the year.
He did.
And I know he wasn't tired. I mean, I've known the guy. He's in great shape. The guy can play. So that's going to raise red flags when the new staff comes in. And that's what you don't want to ever be in a position is you're a veteran guy that makes a lot of money, and you got a new staff coming in that didn't bring you here. And when they look back on what they saw last year, I heard Rich Gannon was doing one of the games and was like, those kind of players will not play for the Oakland Raiders next year. Now, Rich was talked about as being maybe a quarterback coach, right? So he knows John. So if those two talk and he sees that same thing, I like to think that they would make the same decision. So I don't know. It wouldn't surprise me if Michael's back, but it wouldn't surprise me if they let him go either.
And then moving on to another offensive skill player, Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah.
What'd you make of his season? Is he another prospect?
Yeah, for me, I mean, there's a lot that Marshawn does on the field that he can still play. Mm-hmm. The question that you have to ask, and you have to be 100% honest, is you have to remove the emotion of him being from Oakland, and you have to just look at, if you're John Gruden, is having this guy on our football team a distraction, or is he helping us? Uh-huh. Is he part of the solution, or is he part of the problem? And you have to find that out. You have to ask that yourself. You have to look at the level of play. What did he bring you? Do we have other guys that can do the same thing? Can we bring in another guy? Are there running backs in the draft? Are there free agents out there that can do the same thing with less of the noise that we had?
Uh-huh.
You have to look at that seriously. So, me personally, I like Marshawn. I like watching him run. Do I think that he's a guy that can be a part of the Raiders next year? Possibly. I'm kind of lumping him in with Michael Crabtree at this point. I think both those guys, it wouldn't surprise me if both those guys were cut. It wouldn't surprise me if they came back.
Right. Derek was talking to me on this podcast last week about he's never an excuse maker under any circumstances. But he said the back it was there, the back injury, I noticed it.
Yeah.
What kind of he was still able to go out and take hits and fight through it for his team.
Right.
What kind of an impact do you think that
Yeah,
that
I think that
have?
It, I mean, it impacted him just because, but I think everyone plays hurt. That's kind of what I told him too when it happened is, you know, you have to make the decision on whether you think that you can play and help your team or if you're just going out there just to go out there, you know, and there's a difference there. And we all kind of know what that is. I think that he felt like he could still help his team, which, and that's fine. That's the decision you make, and you go out and you try and play your best. Was he 100%? No. He will be next year, and we'll see how that all works out. But, yeah, I don't want to say that he went out there and, you know, he was limited on what he could do because he still made some pretty big-time throws. But anytime you're dealing with an injury, it's going to affect something. It's going to affect either your preparation or your play because you have to spend time either – rehabbing or getting back from that, so it takes away from other things, or it's just going to physically hurt you on the field.
Just one last thing. I know that you have to run, but you have a pretty cool event in Fresno called Inside the Huddle. You and David do a big kind of theater
it's fun, man.
Deal where you like break down plays, talk football, and things like that.
Yeah.
All the proceeds go to Valley Children's Hospital.
They all go to Valley Children's Hospital, exactly.
Give some people an idea of what they might get if they buy a ticket.
So we wanted to do an event where we could just invite all the fans out and kind of give them an idea of what went on the last season, let them open it up for questions. Derek's very honest. I'm very honest. If you guys don't want to ask the question and you're afraid, I'll ask the question to Derek. We have a good time. So we packed it out last time. And we went to a bigger facility this time so we could get more people in. But we basically rolled through some plays from last year, talked through them, talk about players, talk about what's coming up in the future, which is more exciting than what happened last year. So there will be some questions about that, I'm sure. But we just try to have a good time. And then, like I said, all the money, like you mentioned, goes to Valley Children's Hospital. They're opening up different facilities. They're just opening up a branch in Bakersfield. And they're doing a lot of good stuff. So we're trying to help them out. We don't take any money from Valley Children's. We just do this. It takes a couple hours out of our day, but I think it's cool for the fans. Yeah. It's a lot of fun for us, too. We have a good time because I give Derek a lot of crap on that show, so it's fun.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah.
David Carr, thank you so much for the time. Definitely appreciate it, and best of luck with the rest of Radio Row here.
Thanks, dude.
Raiders Insider Podcast on NBCSportsCalifornia.com.